Riksradio.
Dags för Ekot nu. Och först om den svenske journalisten Joakim Medin som har suttit fängslad i Turkiet i 3 dagar. Han är formellt misstänkt för terrorkoppling och för att ha förolämpat presidenten enligt det turkiska presidentkansliet. Erik Larsson som är ordförande för Reportrar utan gränser i Sverige säger att de som kritiserar president Erdogan och hans styre ofta anklagas för samma brott som Joakim Medin nu har anklagats för.
Just terrorlagstiftningen används väldigt mycket för att tysta personer. Och det är samma sak med den här anklagelsen om förolämpning.
Turkiet är ett av de länderna i världen med sämst pressfrihet, enligt Reportrar utan gränser. Landet ligger på plats 158 av totalt 180 i organisationens pressfrihetsindex.
Och vi har genom åren sett hur man har gripit journalister, hur man har försökt att inskränka deras möjligheter att sprida sin rapportering, hur vi ser en kraftig internetcensur.
Erik Larsson säger att det är bra att utrikesministern hittills kritiserar turkiska agerandet, men säger samtidigt att det kan göras mer från regeringshåll.
Vi vill ju se att det ageras ännu hårdare och att man lyfter det ännu mer och att man även tar upp det i internationella sammanhang ännu tydligare. Till exempel så skulle ju statsministern kunna ta upp fallet också.
Så Erik Larsson, Reportrar utan gränser, reporter här Emil Rönnlund. En tsunamivarning utfärdades tidigare idag efter att ett jordskall med magnituden 7,1 inträffade cirka 10 mil utanför Tonga i Stilla havet. Efter någon timme så drogs den här tsunamivarningen tillbaka. Det finns inga rapporter om skadade efter skalvet. Om den svenska kronan nu som har ökat med över 10% mot dollarn sedan årsskiftet och går mot sitt bästa kvartal på 15 år, det här rapporterar Financial Times. Och med tanke på den globala ekonomiska oron så är kronans kurs överraskande, det säger Amanda Sundström som är valutastrateg på banken SEB.
Högre osäkerhet i omvärlden leder oftast till en försvagning av kronan. Och nu ser vi ju faktiskt det helt motsatta.
Den senaste månaden har Stockholmsbörsens storbolagsindex backat med över 6,5%. Den typen av nedgång brukar göra att valutahandlare söker sig till större valutor som dollarn och euron. Vilket leder till att kronan brukar försvagas. Men under samma period har kronan istället stärkts med nästan 5% mot dollarn. Och anledningen till det är enligt Amanda Sundström att samma osäkerhet som tvingar ner börserna har lett till investeringsvilja och försvarsupprustning i Europa. Något som bedöms gynna Sverige mer än många andra europeiska länder.
Både i att vi har den här stora direkta försvarsindustrin men också en industri som skulle kunna gagnas av att man behöver rusta upp med infrastruktur och andra satsningar.
SEBs valutastrateg Amanda Sundström intervjuad av Emil Rönnlund. Idag firas den muslimska högtiden Eid al-Fitr som avslutning på fastemånaden Ramadan. Och en av dem som firar är Mohammed al-Sadi och han jämför dagen med julafton.
Alltså egentligen det är som julafton för svenskarna. Men lite mer muslimsk version. Firar med familjen, äta gott, ge presenter och ja, sprida glädje.
Och vad får du ut av fastemånaden som har varit?
Ett sätt att visa solidaritet till människor som inte har mat och kanske känner den hungern som jag själv upplevde. Det var en bra vana tyckte jag för kroppen så jag kanske fortsätter fasta typ då och då. Inte varje dag såklart men ta med mig den lärdomen och tänka mer på de människor som inte har det så bra som vi har det.
Även för 12-åriga Asil Karifa är den här dagen speciell och tacksamheten är central.
Jag först går till moskén och håller på att be. Sen så går jag ut med min familj och vänner kanske till restauranger och har kul. Man är tacksam för den här dagen efter månaden som har fastat under Ramadan. Man ska vara tacksam för allt man har för det finns vissa länder som inte har råd med mat.
Och reporter här, det var Linda Chanwell. Imorgon så växer en högtrycksrygg in över landet och det blir mestadels uppehåll och soligt väder. Gotland kan få en del skurar och snöfallet över Tornedalen det drar bort åt nordost. Från sen eftermiddag ökar molnigheten västerifrån över Norrland. Det blir 6-12 grader i söder i norr mellan 2 och 10 grader lägre i fjällen. Och denna väderprognos för imorgon måndag avslutar denna nyhetssändning från Ekot denna söndagskväll. Jag heter Tina Flodin.
Even to right now, even be here out of the country, you know, from the basement of Detroit, to be out here and to have people accept this music and these crazy ideas that I have, it's unbelievable to me. You know, it's like it's unreal. It's really unreal. Yeah, y'all ready for some live shit? Welcome. Welcome to the D, baby. To hear something in the club that, you know, you just made in the basement, and it's weird, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people may not feel that way, but to me, it's still crazy. It's still refreshing. It makes me want to keep going and keep pushing it.
It was hard. It was a Dilla versus Slum Village for a minute.
Never have I discussed such esoteric comments regarding music in a machine such as this one, so the machine has to have soul, man. Oh man.
Go. Bounce. It's for all my live people that wanna hear some live shit. It's for you. Ha. All my live bitches. What the fuck up? My live niggas tear the whole fucking club up. Ooh. Cause when we up in the cut, you got to
give it up.
Nigga, what we got for the Benjamin?
Give it up.
Give it up, we wanna live it up.
Give it up.
Give it up for the most slept on since Pepto-Biz. And time on the let go Prince. Riding by, better get your bitch. She definitely ready to spread those hips. Ooh, shit things you see me in the leg so sick with the beat do. Talk shit and quick with the heat too. John Wayne couldn't even stand the rain of the tech. And the tech be like Jay in the deck. It's lethal, killing it for my people. Still up in the whip illegal. And a clip be on the hip for these folks trying to take what's mine. And up the opposite of where the sunshine kid. Run my shit. You gotta
give it up.
Give it up, cause we on some fly shit. Make niggas tear the roof off. Ha. What the fuck you thought? Cause when we up in the cut, you got the
give it up.
Nigga, what? Big face Benjamin.
Give it up.
Give it up, we wanna live it up.
Give it up.
Ladies,
give it up.
Hands in the air, this is a stick up.
Give it up.
All live niggas tear the club up.
Give it up.
Give it up, y'all niggas don't want it. And if so, put your dough on it. I come from 7 Mile and Conan and the crew is scandalous. And they quick to smack a nigga open handed. We get the cheddar stacking up, better rack em up. Game over, five TVs in the road now. We rolling all over town, getting blowed in the road now. We getting chosen for more and we been in the mover now.
Whoa,
see my whole crew like
whoa.
Me and my whole crew like dope, baby poppin'. We getting it, we been getting it. We still spitting it hot, so then wait a deny. Then look at the chain rock to the right and the rock to the left. It's Mick Nash. These niggas Duke. I shot the sheriff, so watch the step Duke. It's Detroit stepping through. Watch me let loose and shut your whole shit down like Giuliani. See me in the candy imp with two behind me. That's Frank, it ain't crazy with the bang. Bang it with TVs on, can't believe we 20-inch rims doing donuts. Word is big bucks make the bitches go nuts. Hey, the maestro's eyes glow like a live show now. Can't slow down, I do it like dice go down. Only broke niggas wait until the price go down. All live niggas,
give it up.
Ladies,
give it up.
Hands in the air, this is a stick up.
Give it up.
When we up in the cut, raw dog.
Give it up.
All y'all,
give it up.
Off the wall,
give it up.
What? Ha. Yeah.
Dilla Dille Delirium. Närmast ett tvångsmässigt lekte J. Dilla med tidsbegreppet och svänget. Samtidigt var han perfektionist ute de omplåstrade fingerspetsarna och verkade inte lämna något åt slumpen. Han jobbade snabbt och mandan föll på 5-10 avancerade beats per natt. Och han sålde aldrig för mindre än $10,000 stycket. Blev det budgivningskrig mellan rappare kunde det landa på 6-siffrigt. Berömmelse och sjukdom. När vi rullar igång J. Dilla del 4 av 5 blir pusslet svårare att lägga. J. Dilla drog till strippklubben när Slum Village-kollegan Barton satt och mediterade och självmedicinerade i studion för att mota bort mörkret. Barton hade blivit allt mer oberäknelig när hans psykiska hälsa försämrades. Elsie kom in i Slum Village när Jay lämnade. Elsie var nu även beredd att hoppa in för Barton. Precis som Richard Street en gång stod i kulisserna, redo att ersätta Paul Williams i Temptations.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away.
As far as by 10, I guess I was just like everybody else, man, who didn't really want to believe it, you know what I'm saying, that he was going through things, like, because everybody looked at Botan as just being eccentric. Like, every time I seen him on the spot, you know what I'm saying, just this eccentric dude. I think he had bought him a Lincoln. Like, he used to drive this long Lincoln, and in the back he'd just be selling his oils out the Lincoln or whatever. I mean, wore a head wrap, you know what I'm saying, wore a chain, you know them little hats that Raiden have, like, on the video game. Rock them little hats, be sitting down in the corner with his legs crossed. I mean, this is the stuff I used to see from Botan before I actually got in the group. So I just always thought he was being eccentric. But, man, you know, once it started unraveling, it was kind of wild, man. I mean, he'd be speaking in Hebrew, you know, with an onyx in his ear, you know, and walking around and just talking to himself like he talking to spirits or whatever, you know.
You ain't gotta play hard to get. I know you like the art of sex. I'm putting down my plan like an architect. It's for you, we can all get wet. I got a lot of nerve talking this to you, right? I'm straight up, honey, this shit makes sense to you. Girl, you ain't got a front, don't be acting dumb. Hey, if you got the good, then I want some. I'm trying to get down, this ain't no lie, yeah. But I ain't never fucked with a menage a trois. It's three like the stripes on the Adidas. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Three is the magic number, ask my partner. Nah, I be serving that ass like a bartender. I'm only you, what when you ain't watching ya? I'm only you, what when you ain't watching ya?
Things get so, I'm caught up in your game, I'm kinda tango. Maybe it's the way that you sit on it down low. Saying things to me the one and three would only know. I wanna tell you though that these things seem to mean situations get you from point A to B. I certainly put a counsel on that mistake. I got a mission of two girls on a high beach. Everything's to reach and ain't nobody stopping me. They just relax because they know who I got a plan for each. Yeah, they relax, know I got a plan for each. You know I got a plan for each.
Thought you knew Botan was polygamous. Which one of you queens coming to get with this? Already got one hole in my ominous. But I need a couple to add to my list. Take a position in my world of compassion, satisfaction, ecstasy. Calling you, calling me. I know you're yearning for sexual longevity. My name is Botan Russell, I see. Tantra master, sex, 2 or 3. Ecstasy, calling you, calling me. I know your hubby ain't giving you no action. Well, for one, he's too damn masculine. He need to relax and take some lessons on giving you a climax.
Slum Village var ofta mer sex, battle rhymes och gata än andlighet. Till rytmiska experiment. Balansen och paradoxen. T3 och Elsie insåg inte riktigt hur svår situationen var för Barton. Ett av de största originalen som vuxit ur Detroits hiphop-underjord. Barton blev ett med den fria känslan och de flödande improvisationerna, där orden till sist antog skrämmande skepnader. En väns funderingar berörde Elsie.
He was like, man, do you think he ever gonna get back to where he used to be, man? And, you know, it kind of touched me a little bit, like, wow, you know, like, I never really sat down and just thought about that. He was like, man, I don't want to say that his best years is behind him, but you think he gonna ever get to become that bartender that he was once before? I was like, man, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's really up to him. You know what I'm saying? All he gotta do is take his medicine, man, and make sure that he's straight and you know, get off them drugs, you know what I'm saying? And he'd be good, you know, but it was just a touching thing, man. It kind of reminded me of Eddie Kane and, you know, Five Heartbeats or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think the problem goes back to when, all three of you, JD and you and Bata, were involved in some cult and did a lot of searching early on?
You know, the cult, it was like this. Elza was in it too. By the way, if you want to know. But,
T3 om det andliga sökandet som kännetecknade tidiga Slum Village. Medverkan i det som vissa kallade för en sekt blev en tillflykt för Barton.
The cult made him stronger and make it. It gave him a reason to be weird. That's what it is. He's like, oh, this is why I'm like this. I understand now. You know what I'm saying? And for a minute, it made him very positive. So it wasn't a negative thing at first. Now, as the cult started breaking away, he couldn't break away from the cult because it gave him so much power. It gave him so much, oh, this is why I'm me type of situation. It gave him all that you know, I got a reason to be like this. This is why. You know what I'm saying? And that's not what got him, though. What got him, though, is when you talk about the metaphysical stuff, when you talk about metaphysics anyway, you can make anything a positive or you can make anything a negative. After a while, guys start using that, which is why the cult broke up, because they was using that against women, just making women do things that they wanted to do and kind of manipulating the women in a sense. And that's really how the cult broke up. But like I said, by 10, he couldn't let it go for a certain, you know. And when he did let it go, he just went extremely to the dark side.
Killing them, three killing them. You thought we broke up and we was just reassembling. Ladies and gentlemen, you bear witness in the villa on some classic shit like Van Zimbalem. It's the Gorilla Pimps. We busting denim in the club that you can with your denim in. Freaking the rhyme till every line ends with a then and then. You don't wanna romp, you stomped in Timberlands. Shout to my nigga Kill Again and all of my peeps that rep more D than 12 M&Ms. Who let the dogs out and let Dilla in? Fuck with this, is your lost Gilligan. Sound similar, I'm not feeling them. Get the balls like Venus and Wimbledon. While I'm in them fly with five willing them. On some Kim and them, all about the Benjamin.
Still here, never left, just switch the style up. Came through, made moves, still get the crowd up. It's hard time, deep time, nigga, your time's up. Get right up for the reunion. Them. Maybe we could hook up again back with 10 of them. Together again with all forces on some fantastic four horsemen. Can't do it without your crew, boy. Guess who, boy? Coming through with two, boy. Nobody but us sat rapping and clutch past and switched it up like kids in Double Dutch. Some couldn't feel our style or feel our flow. Never talked our slang, never walked our road. All they know is these niggas is tainted. Don't know about the rovers that's candy painted. We've been misquoted, misconstrued, misunderstood and overused. So we take this time to set the record straight. Critics get the diddick, we did it anyway. Now you hear our raps with Dilla, you all on the team. So you heard 10, what's going with the part of the scheme? See, we still got love, where was you at? Cause a nigga go solo, think we turn our backs. Maybe we'll reunite on some shit like that. But I gotta set it straight for you, twist the facts, nigga. We still here, never left, just switch the style up. Came through, made moves, still get the crowd up. It's hard time, deep time, nigga, your time's up. Get right up for the reunion.
Yo, 10 killing them, 3 killing them. You thought we broke
back up and where you ride, we really did. I wrote a verse that I recited, it was hot, but I had to rewrite it cause I thought we was united and we not. And though all the love that I got for you partner, I picked apart your words and I'm shocked in the interviews. I've been accused of not caring when the city threw your furniture out. It's not fair when I'm learning about how stressed you feel in the article. Forget a rhyme, I'm just as real when I talk to you. And you know that we share Kodak moments. I wish we can go back, but don't act like you wasn't bugging out like a phone tap chasing cars in the street. I saw you throw up hard in the sink, then after hit the bar for a drink, who asked you to slow down, even though niggas told me you was gon' clown. But I tried, and you ain't know I cried when I saw you wildin' at the state theater near the dough by the side. Wanted to throw you in the trunk and find a preacher for you, cause I thought you had unlawful demons on you, sinking fast in the deepest soil. Your parents finally got you some help, came out seeming normal, and I heard you on medication, had an illness you couldn't heal with herbs or meditation. And believe me, me and T3 kept it low. I'm taking as a diss, this is just to let you know that I love you. But watch the company you keep, swearing niggas don't care, but they love you in the streets. Get your mind right, nigga.
I think it really was a depression thing, you know what I'm saying? I think Baten was struggling with this disease that he wouldn't tell nobody about, and he coping with it with drugs and drinking, and that's not the way you cope with it. And it just got worse and worse. At a moment when somebody call you up for $50, and you know what I'm saying, and you like, what, $50? You know what I'm saying? If you want to call me for some real money, you know what I'm saying? They start calling you all the time, and you know they have an addiction, and that just get tough. How am I supposed to help a guy? If I give him this money, he's not going to use it for positive stuff. So I don't know what to do. So, I mean, those are just the struggles and battles we deal with trying to help by 10.
Slums trubbel speglades i Reunion. Sista låten på Slum Village-albumet Detroit Deli 2004. Jay Dilla var tillfälligt tillbaka och dörren stod öppen för Barton, som sjönk djupare ner i depressionen och droghelvetet. Gled in och ut ur Slum Village beroende på skiftningar i måendet. Var där för inspelningen av albumet Villa Manifesto. Men sommaren 2009 hittades Barton död på gräsmattan utanför ett droghus, placerad där efter en förmodad överdos. Titos Barton Glover blev 35 år gammal.
Yeah, funk knees, gorilla, the subliminal rhyme thriller. Chill a minute with me and my niggas from the villa. Touch a jazz, poetic, or interesting, me intriguing, and even assuming I'm better but still human. Changing the plans on what you thought that I couldn't do, man. Metaphoric, expressing the lesson, eternally blessed. No matter which way that I turn, through it in a urine, as zealous, desiring of what reality tell us. Feel could be consumed in the analytical synthesis of my nizzle. Visible, visible from the drizzle. Get you ready for the actron with just a syllable. Satisfaction from the rap draw when you're miserable.
Bear witness as I come back. Step up, microphone check up.
2003 hade Jay Dilla problem med att förlika sig med branschens kommersiella krav. Inte minst efter att han uppnått framgång med mer lättlyssnade nummer som Tribes Find A Way.
It was kind of like I had to, excuse me, I had to cater to like the masses. I had to, these labels were really on my back. Like the last 2 years has been hell for me, you know, because after the Tribe, after the Slum thing, it was like the labels kept asking for a Find A Way, for a Get This Money, for a Vibrant thing. They didn't want to hear, you know, the original. You know, it's like I don't want to put myself in one category, even though people love to do that. You know, I like to, you know, if I come with a techno sounding track, I think I could still add my elements to it, you know. Same with a funk or R&B, you know, I just try to, you know, bridge things together, you know, things that not supposed to be together, like, you know, hard with soft, atmospheric keys with some offbeat, dirty funk drums, or, you know, instead of the usual where you add some funk drums, you get a funk loop, you know, you get an atmosphere, you get some, you know, I just try to, like, you know, put things together that's not supposed to be together. You know what I mean? And that's basically what I do in the basement. It's all experiment. And what people hear is, you know, the few selections that, you know, that I do come across, because it's a lot that I wish people would pick. You know, like Bust, I wish he would pick this beat, or Common pick this one. But, you know, sometimes they hear what they want to hear. and they have a picture that they want to paint, you know. So I try to try to touch everything, because it's no telling what they want, you know. It's no telling what people want. So I guess that's kind of, like you said, sometimes you hear the authentic JD, and then sometimes you might hear something, you might be like, you know, it's kind of clean for him, you know. That's kind of, you know, it's not broken like him, because it's like that may have been a project where labels were involved. It was like politics and, you know, going back in the studio over and over to get it. It's just crazy, you know, sometimes. But I know that it can be done. Like I said, RZA, you know, Timbaland, it can be done. You just got to stick at it.
Yeah, baby boy. In the place to be. Yeah. Second, exciting, enlightening, inviting. I'm writing shit that I feel. Raps of black steel in the hour of commotion, the motion of calm. It's like that of an ocean devotion, cause I'm the earth, wind, and fire. A hip hop by Rakim and Short, I've been inspired. My shit knocks in fire. Mints are cast with 17s. 10, time is money, the mind is funny. How it's spent on getting it. I'm sitting with descendants of Abraham, who say the jam is money, cash hoes. I went from bashful to asshole to international. Love of self, word to mother. On my last record cover is felt, now deal with it. In this never-ended battle to please niggas, magazine writers, MCs who request hot shit, I freeze. And tell them where I was rose, we always said cold. Hold your horses and your carriages, this never went gold, nigga. Rock shows, careless. You not gonna respect self, at least respect the heritage. Affected lives is where the wealth and the merit is. I realize what I portray day to day, I gotta carry this. And beast rhymes and life is where the marriage is. Had dreams of fucking R&B broads that came true. Journalists I wrecked, shared the same view. Picked up a fallen angel on the path that I MC. Familiar voice, come to find out the angel was me. Some say you changing, Rashid. Times are, we still close. I rhyme far away, away, away from what you accustomed to hearing every day. You know the dope chopping, gun popping, homies dying. I'm amongst it. Say the war stories from Private Ryan. I wanna see you do it. Let's yeah. Do this. Women cry, children laugh, men dance. I refuse to lose self and trying to win fans over. Weight on my shoulder fluctuates like Oprah's. My refrigerator poetry's magnetic like Ultra. You couldn't hang if you was a poster. Posing like a bitch for exposure. It's rumors of gay MCs, just don't come around me with it. You still rocking hickeys, don't let me find out he did it. Got my eyes on the tiger, eyes on the prize, eyes on the thighs of Mary J. Blige. Imagine how good the cat must be. Stop eating meat, lost weight, but I still rap husky. My first step is like that of a baby's first step, or the old lady who died and the nurse wept. I flow like cursive, frightening, fighting you and yours to my openness. Shows allow me to cop range like a vocalist, but man does not live on bread alone. What good is a range when it's time to head home? Yeah.
Della skickade kontinuerligt beats till D'Angelo för att hålla honom inspirerad. Och Dellas fingeravtryck fanns överallt på Voodoo. Men hans namn är ingenstans. Ljudet av den sista droppen i vattentortyren. Kamans Nägerkämpa kan ses som ett klimax på JD-fasen. Megensin är bruten och atmosfärisk jazz-soul-fusion. JD förvandlades till J. Dilla genom soloalbumet Welcome to Detroit. släppt av brittiska finsmakaretiketten Barely Breaking Even. Ett välbehövligt kreativt andrum där han gick loss i olika riktningar. La ut länken mellan Detroit och Düsseldorf.
This was more than your pastiche of craft work. This was your soul.
Yeah, yeah. Making that, yeah, see, you, it's weird because I see talking to people out overseas and period, it's different, way different. They, you know, you guys over here seem to understand and relate to, you know, I won't say good music, but you know what I'm saying? Just things that are innovative and, you know, that feel good. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's different over here because y'all understand. But yeah, with the Big Booty Express, I grew up listening, you know, as well as the funk, you know, when I was a breakdancer, you know, saying so craft work and all of that stuff. And then being from Detroit, you know, with Carl Craig and Metroplex Records and techno, you know what I'm saying? It's just so techno. You can't help but to have it in you coming from Detroit. And I go to the clubs, I hear it. Actually, I would love to make some techno records, but, you know, like, who would take a JD techno record? You know what I'm saying? Maybe down the line, you know what I'm saying? But on the Big Booty Express, I just wanted to do that just, like I said, just for myself and just for the people that really understand what I'm trying to do. You know, like I said, I'm trying to touch everything. You know, not everything, but, it, you know, what I can touch. If it's good, it's good. You know, so, like I said, Big Booty Express, once again, straight from the heart, you know, went in the studio, no ideas, just, you know, lay track for track, whatever happened. And, it, you know, the way it came out, I was satisfied with it. And bam, you know, bam. But it's kind of hard to, the craft work stuff is, it's exciting for me. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely, I would love to do an album or EP like that, you know, just to show that side, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, thanks for that, yeah. Thanks for noticing. Techno records, I would think I'll go back in the day, Alleys of Your Mind by what is it, Cybertron, yep, things like that at Metroplex Records,
Public Enemy of Techno,
yes, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying, even back, I won't call Planet Rock techno, but you know, like things like that was like you know, new sound, like the drum machines and the computer shit, but you know what I'm saying, getting, you know, like Detroit played Planet Rock a whole lot because it was kind of close to the techno sound. It was like all of those songs like that, Nucleus, you know, Jam On It, things like that, the old school.
Cosmo D, a.k.a. Ben Cenac of Nucleus. Well, Kraftwerk, the first Kraftwerk record that we heard, that we heard in the streets, was Trans Europe Express. And, you know, it was slow, you know, so it wasn't something that would work at parties. And, you know, it didn't go very far, but the sound was monumental. The sounds that Kraftwerk used that nobody else was using at the time, you know, until Giorgio. Well, Giorgio was using similar sounds, but in a different way. You know, I was probably more into Giorgio than I was into Kraftwerk. But when Numbers came out and they started throwing some funk into the Kraftwerk stuff, that was perfect. And, you know, we actually used to rock Numbers at parties. I think it's more of a directed coincidence. You know, it's almost a natural progression, you know, for those styles to mix, and we mixed them, you know, and we just happened to do it at the same time.
Even Ice-T, Reckless.
Hey, boy.
Kind of up-tempo, but drum machine, you know, Technicolor, Metroplex. Oh, I used to love that. So it was like, you know, I had a lot of techno influence because, like I said, I liked all of these songs. But, you know, back to the Technicolor. I used to play these when I DJed the party, you know, as a teenager, you know. Playing these techno records, you know, and playing what's on the radio, you know, I couldn't go in and play the funk record that, you know, the James Brown record that I really wanted to play, but, you know, but I knew, it's kind of just knew what the people wanted to hear, just being a DJ, you know, just doing it like that. But in Detroit, yeah, you had to play some type of techno records or something, or you were like a lame DJ, so. So I'm saying techno. See, I wish I could talk to a lot of those cats because, you know, I never really had the chance to meet a lot of those, you know, from Detroit. And it's like some of the music that they make, you know, just as well as the rap thing. You know, I used to wonder, you know, be curious how they did things, you know, and the mixes and, you know, which inspired the whole Big Booty Express thing. It was just like to get the mixes and the way that the shit sounded and the synthesizer and the drum machine. It was, you know, Kraftwerk was unbelievable, you know, to me back, you know, just how it sounded and the equipment. It's like it seems like they were the only ones with those drum machines for some reason, you know what I'm saying? Because like they were the only ones that had that sound like that. And you know, I try to, you know, not pattern myself, but definitely try to get my own niche like that. You know what I'm saying? Just have my own thing where, you know, I'm pretty sure if Kraftwerk did a remix today, you know, you would know it's Kraftwerk. You know what I'm saying? They would do something that sounds so different but so fresh. You know what I'm saying? And I know people will accept it. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's crazy. But techno music, definitely, especially the early, like you said, the early 80s and all that, the Kraftwerk and the Metroplex records, definitely a big inspiration. Definitely. Future, you know, if you will, I think that, you know, even not only me, but you know, other artists, producers that like to innovate. I think that, you know, we have this chance, we have opportunity to get our foot really into it, into the next coming years of like I said, all music, you know, R&B and rock music and everything. I would love to, you know, bring my JD weird flavor to a Limp Bizkit record or you know, anything that's, you know, new and continue to push it. You know I won't be around to do it forever, but you know, while I am here, you know, I just want to make my mark and, you know, do me, you know, bring original shit.
Att lyssna på hiphopens Albert Einstein kan vara som att blicka upp mot stjärnorna och förundras. Och det var som han i januari 2003 såg möjligheterna inte bara för sig själv utan för afroamerikansk musik överlag. En annan ljud- och tankevärld. Welcome to Detroit handlade också om kompisar från förr. JD och Ronald Christopher Watts eller Fat Cat var en gång en duo, vilket resulterade i JD's första riktiga vinyl.
Wow, first down. I mean, that started back in the early 90s, me and Dilla, we formed a little duo, you know, like in the likes of Gangstar with the, you know, Dilla on the, you know, production and I'm on the rhymes. And we put together a single called Front Street, sent it out to Payday Records. They got back at us. We locked down a singles deal, you know, put the 12-inch out single, label folded, you know what I mean, and Slum took off, and you know, I just been in the lab working, so you know, that was the whole first down thing. It was a group with me and Jay Dilla.
How did you meet him the first time?
I met Dilla at this spot called the Rhythm Kitchen. It was a spot where we all used to, you know, go. Maurice Malone used to host a Tuesday night at this Chinese food spot, and you know, that's where everybody used to go and had a little open mics and, you know, hear some real hip hop. And that's where we met.
Yo, this is dedicated to all the fake suckers at home watching the videos, then going outside and trying to portray this stuff, you know what I'm saying? You living on Front Street. Gotta get away, find a place to stay, cause brothers, they be in on Front Street.
gotta get away, find a place to stay, cause brothers they be a little Front Street.
Now every day I turn around, I see fellas on the block telling war stories, talking about pulling cops, bragging on their guns just for fun, glorifying the title that be known as the Daily Murder One. They rolling deep, they packing automatic weapons, but each and every one of them I know for half stepping. John's all talk, Willie Thomas is a toy, and the twins Ray and Jay, both of them are mama's boys. And niggas, them same niggas, yeah, they try to play me like a little sucker, even disobey me. The nigga Fat Cat paid them jumps, so never mind, cause the rest of my life won't be spent doing jail time. And all the wannabes looking at me hard, trying to be like Dr. Dre or Snoop Doggy Dog, check it. All the wannabes looking at me hard, trying to be like Dr. Dre or Snoop Doggy Dog, living out the tape life, thinking it's reality, bragging on the next man's dope game salary. Where will I go? When will I retreat? Get the hell away from this Front Street. I gotta go.
Gotta get away, find a place to stay, cause brothers they be a little Front Street.
JD or Fat Cat bildade First Down. Front Street från tidigt 94 spelades delvis in hemma hos Amp Fiddler och gavs ut på 12 av Payday Records, som ägdes av Gangstars manager Patrick Moxie. Världen exponerades för James Jancy. 8 år senare var den gamla rapkompisen Fat Cat med när arbetet med Welcome to Detroit påbörjades.
The song that I got on Welcome to Detroit was the first song that was laid for the Welcome to Detroit. You know, that's like set the whole vibe for the album. So yeah, that was the first song cut for the album.
What was his vision when he made the album?
I mean, he just really was trying to showcase all the, you know, people from Detroit who he thought was bananas and, you know, needed to be heard. So that was the whole thing of, you know, Welcome to Detroit.
Over the years, I seen MCs come and MCs go. Niggas on tour getting paid doing whack ass shows with gay ass flows. Y'all lost some hoes to me. Fat Cat, who you thought it was supposed to be. You got a hot single, now your ass 0-3. Phony niggas like you don't even come close to me. I'm from Detroit City where my styles ain't free. Wanna hear some real shit, you gotta pay me. Get what's passed down through my family tree. My mama, my big brother, my 2 sisters and me. Ronnie Cash, the ill bastard B. Get caught crossing my path, end up a catastrophe. Niggas mad because they hoes is drafting me. Fuck around with P, going down in 3 seconds flat. Put your bitch ass right on your back. That's what you hoe niggas get for fucking with Cat. With my crew roll through, y'all don't want no parts of that. Putting flows to tracks in less than 10 minutes flat. Yeah, want no parts of that. We putting flows to tracks in less than 10 minutes flat.
What's up? Put your mind.
It's game time.
You know what I'm saying?
Here it is, y'all.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hot damn, I'm the man. Oh,
it's dope.
The man. I reside in the deep, you know.
It's deep, y'all. And this goes out to
all my hustler
mother. Hey, yo, I can get less than a f*** or whoever you claim to be. But Fat Cat on the mission to say the D. You suckers kill me watching too much TV. That's why most of you hoes looking funny to me. When they say that shit, y'all go portray that shit. You brainwashed cause all day the radio play that shit. You think I care about your gold and platinum plaques, nigga? I tell you to your face that your ass whack, nigga. You know you bitch your style from a black and scooted. So please don't get it diluted, undisputed. D-E-T-R-O-I-T. Fat Cat, the real nigga, roll with that crew SV. And I got the key to be a true MC. You lack the ability, discipline, swiftness, agility. Rhymes like these to leave you with mental facility.
Första låten som sattes till Welcome to Detroit, helt enkelt betitlad featuring Fat Cat. Jay Dilla ville bli accepterad som rappare, vilket alltid är en utmaning för en producent. Men Dilla la ner mängder av tid på just rappandet, som var en del av hans rytmik. Welcome to Detroit, övergången från JD till J Dilla, samt vägen mot en hårdare samplingsfri och teknologisk stil. Just det hade varit grunden till slitage mellan Dilla och de övriga i Slum Village, som ville stanna kvar i det mer själfulla T3.
Dilla wanted to kind of go into the more urban, more street edge when close to the end before he left the group. So that's when he Frank and Dangnam was already there. We all went to high school too. We had a dancing crew with Frank and Dank, so we was already hanging. So that's when we decided to put more into Frank and Dank, you know what I'm saying? And it was me and Dilla who helped start developing Frank and Dank's music, you know what I'm saying? And then he wanted to go more on that edge, and that's when he started to make Nasty and all that. He had a lot of people pulling at him. He had Q-Tip, then he had all his boys. So once a guy blow up, it's the same thing that happened to Lil Brother right now. Once one guy get bigger than the whole group and it becomes like this, that guy feels like, well, I could just do what I want to do. In a sense, he can. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happens, and that's how groups break up. You know what I'm saying? It happens all the time. This is the same reason why Farside ain't together. The same reason why Tribe Called Quest ain't did another album. It's the same thing. One guy gets bigger than everybody else, and then the group just breaks up. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of sad, because what suffers is the music. You know what I'm saying? And usually, well, it happens. Same thing happened to L1S, which Busta did go on to be Busta. You know what I'm saying? But it always happened like that. Most of the times, it happened like nothing after that. You know what I'm saying? 90% of the times. But it happens, man, and it's tough. And either you can be that group to kind of reinvent yourself, or you can fall by the wayside.
Slum Village fick det sorgsna epitetet hiphopens mest tragiska grupp. Men de överlevde till skillnad från många andra grupper drabbade av svåra förluster. T3 axlade motvilligt rollen som ledare. En roll som han bär än idag. Sommaren 2000 erbjöds Dilla ett kontrakt med skivbolaget MCA. Vilket innebar att han skrev på exklusivt som artist. Han fick en egen skivetikett, McNasty Records, där han kunde kontraktera och släppa sina egna artister. Först ut Frank and Dank. Avtalet medförde även att J Dilla skulle producera ett antal MCA-artister som Come On All The Roots för en fast summa. Budgeten inkluderade möjligheten för J Dilla att bygga en toppmodern studio. Drömmar som han hade haft sedan tonåren. Men det hela skulle förvandlas till något av en mardröm. Frank Bush.
Basically how it went down, they told Dilla, look, we want you. He was like MCA's Dr. Dre, as I see it, right? He could have ushered in a whole new era of music. And I think they knew it in their mind. So whatever you think you want, we'll do. He said, look, I need a studio, and Frank and Dank need to be straight. and we're gonna put them out first. You know, so which is big for us. You get what I'm saying? And I mean, I know a lot of that came out of just us being friends, but I think he trusted the music as well. Like, let's just go. You know what I'm saying? They've been recording for years in my estate studio now. It's time to just go. So did that, got the deal done, recorded the record. After the record was done, there was a big shakeup at MCA. Like a lot, everybody that brought us aboard to MCA, all the A&Rs, the vice president A&R, all of those things, fired, gone.
Yo, we about to make your club bounce, make your broads trip. You hit your gas, you might crash your whip, it's like that. From the Frankadank side of things, like a brand new vet. When them gears shift change, we out of there. With your honeys in tow, I'm the one she really want. You a dummy with dough, it's just the way that we love them. You think it's a curse, we go out and live lives put down in the verse. And the verse is really real, they reality based. So you gotta stay real with the role you play. And I'ma play mine and continue to grind. And if you ain't down to shine, you can stand behind and watch us do it all. We keeping it moving, the same big move making you be claiming you doing. You ain't really doing much, you fucking around. So me and my man's gon' hold it down.
And you can bounce with a bounce with a bounce with niggas that's off the meter, rockin' a white beater, yo. And we got a pimp strut like Fillmore Slim. And we do it cause niggas wanna feel more slim. And we lookin' way pimpish in our jeans and Timbs. Put everybody on pause and we freeze the gyms like bounce. Bounce with a bounce with a bounce. Bounce with a bounce with a bounce. Bounce with a bounce with a bounce. With a bounce with a bounce.
Det var en omvälvande tid inom skivindustrin kring millennieskiftet. Nedladdningen innebar en existentiell kris och dödsångest för hela branschen. Bolaget som De La var kontrakterade till anrika MCA absorberades i slutändan av systerbolaget på Universal Geffen. Personal sparkades. Bland andra de som var involverade i J. Dilla. Nya människor utan kunskap om hans artisteri kom in i bilden. Och det mesta gick snett. J. Dilla var förkrossad. T3 Islam Village.
It was what it was, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry he didn't do as good, you know what I'm saying? But I couldn't worry about Dilla because I gotta get on my feet. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't eating. He got a whole deal. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, at that time, Barack was in our corner. I will say that. If it wasn't for Barack, at that time, Slum Village would have been over with. Because they was the main persons hyping me up. I'm going to be honest with you. They gave me the motivation to be like, T, you could do it. I knew all the stuff I had did, but I really didn't have the confidence in myself to put the pieces together. But we made it happen.
Men J. Dillas djupa musikaliska förståelse och frihetslängtan gjorde det möjligt för honom att återskapa sig själv igen. Han var på väg någonstans ljud- och stilmässigt, även geografiskt, bort från Detroit. Valet stod mellan Los Angeles och Philadelphia. I Philly fanns Questlove, James Poison, familj med likasinnade. Men valet föll på Los Angeles, dit Motown hade flyttat drygt 30 år tidigare. Stones throw-bossen Peanut Butter Wolf.
I think it was something on my label called Madlib. I think that was part of it. You know, when he called me and he told me he was gonna live in LA, I couldn't believe it. And you know, he had been asked to work on a Spike Lee film out there, and I think it fell through. I'm not really even sure what happened with that, but he came out, and you know, I think Common had a place and invited him to come live with him and stuff, and I think that was a huge reason why he moved to LA, you know, to work on Common's album, and because Common kind of made it a reality for him as well, I think. But, you know, I think a big reason why he moved to LA was the same reason why I did, to be closer to Madlib.
Your niggas like, what the fuck is this? Shit. Damn, look at this, what kind of luck is this? Madlib and Dilla's the illest, my nigga. Only haters holler, they can't feel us. Niggas wanna get looser than we.
Looser than we?
But just gonna be a loser to me and Dilla. Killer, talking about how you pill cast, but nigga, you're softer than a pillar.
back slapping your neck while you're covered in wreck. Cause you're bluffing and you ain't saying nothing to spec.
That nigga always lying.
Anyway, I'm straight high off the trees. Your girl don't wanna lie, she just wanna get on her knees. Turn it up. Y'all niggas must be out of your head if your system ain't up to the red.
Sveriges Radio.
Och här är Ekot. USAs president Donald Trump har i ett telefonsamtal med en amerikansk journalist sagt att han är förbannad på Putin och hotat med att införa ytterligare tullar mot Ryssland. Simon Isaksson är vår utsända i USA.
Ja, men det är ju NBC News då som rapporterar att Trump säger att han är arg och förbannad. Det här är då efter att president Vladimir Putin nyligen sagt att han vill se en övergångsregering i Ukraina och att han också vill göra slut på ukrainska trupper. Det här är uttalanden som Trump inte tycker går i rätt riktning för att nå en vapenvila. Och skulle det vara omöjligt att få till en vapenvila och Trump tycker att det är Rysslands fel, det är då han säger att han kan införa upp till 50% tullar på rysk olja och också att andra länder som vill handla med USA inte ska använda rysk olja då heller. Men han säger också att han ska prata med Putin i veckan i något form av telefonsamtal.
Och hur ska man då tolka det här från Trump? Han har ju tidigare varit i öppet bråk med Ukrainas president Volodymyr Zelensky i Vita huset och kallat Zelensky för en diktator.
Ja, det här är väl att för Trump att visa att han ändå också inte helt och hållet är på den ryska sidan som man får kritik för när han har varit hård och aggressiv mot Ukraina istället. Utan det här är ett sätt för honom att visa att han är balanserad. Ett sätt för Trump att visa att han är tuff mot båda sidor så att säga för att få det han vill.
Sa vår utsändare Simon Isaksson i samtal med Katarina Bojve. Och nu om den fängslade svenska journalisten i Turkiet. Utrikesminister Maria Malmö Stenegard kommer att ta upp Joakim Edins fall när hon träffar sin turkiska kollega i veckan, säger hon.
Jag kommer ju åka på NATOs utrikesministermöte i veckan och då kommer jag ju framföra till min kollega hur oerhört angeläget det här fallet är för den svenska regeringen. Men exakt hur vår dialog går kommer jag inte att kunna gå in på.
Det var i torsdag som den svenska journalisten greps i Istanbul. Nu är han formellt misstänkt för terrorkoppling. Något som inte stämmer enligt Andreas Gustafsson, chefredaktör på Dagens ETC där Joakim Edin jobbar. Och i fredags gick Andreas Gustafsson ut och krävde att regeringen agerar direkt och skarpt. Enligt utrikesministern har Joakim Edins fall högsta prioritet. Nu försöker man få brottsanklagelserna i skrift. Och generalkonsulatet i Istanbul försöker få till ett besök för att se till att han under omständigheterna mår väl, säger hon.
Vi har noterat den formella bekräftelsen från presidentkansliet, men vi har alltså inte fått se det här i skrift och det är någonting som vi jobbar på.
Säger alltså utrikesminister Maria Malmö Stenegard, reporter Ellen Rosenqvist. Internationella Röda Kors och Röda Halvmånefederationens generalsekreterare säger i ett uttalande idag att han är upprörd över att 8 nödhjälpsarbetare miste livet i ett israeliskt anfall i Gaza i förra veckan, det rapporterar AFP. När ska detta sluta, frågar han sig och påpekar att det var fråga om hängiven ambulanspersonal i ambulanser försedda med märken som skulle ha skyddat dem. Volvo Cars vd Jim Rowan får lämna bolaget efter 3 år. Ett överraskande vd-byte eftersom Volvo Cars trots allt går bra, säger Handelsbankens fordonsanalytiker Hampus Engelau.
Men det är klart att när aktien går sämre än de tyska bolagen i år trots att man går operativt bättre, samtidigt som att man var tvungen att revidera ner tillväxtplanen i år och säga att det blir svårt att till och med växa försäljningen i år. Det är klart att det kan ha haft sin inverkan. Men det måste vara någonting mer där till, skulle jag säga. Det är väldigt snabba puckar här.
Han går på dagen och nästa vd kommer på tisdag.
Precis. Ja. Då är man liksom
ja, då är man ju oense.
Om eller vad styrelsen eventuellt varit oenig om med vdn kommenterar inte bolaget.
Och Jim Rowan ersätts under de kommande 2 åren av den tidigare vdn Håkan Samuelsson medan bolaget söker efter en ny permanent vd. Reporter där var Margareta Svensson. Och så vädret, imorgon växer en högtrycksrygg in över landet och det blir mestadels uppehåll och sol. Gotland kan få en del skurar och över Tornedalen drar snöfallet bort. Från sen eftermiddag ökar molnigheten västerifrån över Norrland. I söder 6-12 grader, i norr 2-10. Det avslutar Ekot i studion, Johan Hellström.
In many ways Detroit is the future. Not a positive future, but a negative future. If the whole world or if other parts of the world were to neglect their economic situations and to neglect their educational systems, their city could end up like Detroit.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, places to see. My love's Detroit, Michigan, that's my wonderful town.
This darkness almost kind of reflects a light because it is so dark. You know, it's kind of like the beautiful ugly, as I like to call it. You know what I'm saying? Like this urban decay kind of creates its own setting, its own understanding, its own culture, its own ideas. You know what I'm saying? And it defines like a curve that can't be followed by any other city.
It's so much of that happening, you know, day to day, like, you know, real life, you know, outside of the music. You know, that I deal with and that I see every day.
The views expressed on this recording are solely those of the artists, and by no means do we encourage or condone violence against law officials.
It's for you. It's for you. Yeah, it's for my street niggas. Feel it. On the count of three, say fuck the police. 1, 2, 3, fuck the police. Yeah, fuck them. Applaud any nigga.
Damn right, I'm.
We could lose a few of them. We got enough of them. My niggas on the corner, they be dodging and ducking them. Bitches getting pulled over, end up fucking them. For real. And see, now we got these fake cops. They thought he had a gun. Made a mistake, cops. I hate cops. Turn on the TV. Is this another cop busted for illegal business? They out of control. They out of their minds. They pulling you over. They hopping inside. Just know you got drugs and know you got guns. And they know when they mad when they can't find none. Stupid, don't you know they give in at the stash box? The he be in and need a key to get in it. And the offended people suck my balls. All y'all off the wall get stupid, dawg. Don't hold back, don't let go. Don't say damn, just say whoa. Say fuck the police. 1, 2, 3, fuck the police. Yeah, don't you know it's dangerous in these streets? Don't you know it's gangs of us who grow deep, nigga? We OGs fill up the whole Jeep, nigga. Hell with the flows and then with the beats. Hell in the Rover, it's over homes of holdies. The reason we hold things is no peace in the streets with the police in the streets. Yo, it's cops the old niggas though for O's and keys. It's more than the beef with the 5-0 in the streets with the 5-0. It's a game of survival, dude. Now tell me, who protects me from you? I got people who buy texts and weed from you. And all a nigga see in the news is cop corruption. Niggas getting popped for nothing. And niggas getting stopped and the cops pull out Glocks and bust them. Y'all need to get shot for nothing. Cause we don't hold back, we let go. We don't say damn, we just say whoa.
Della var på väg bort från Detroit där han kände sig missförstådd och som en i mängden. Ett av Jays mest laddade utspel. 2001 års Fuck the Police gjordes efter återkommande konfrontationer med polisen som påverkade honom starkt. 2003 kontrakterades Della av Los Angeles-bolaget Stones Throw. Han verkade ha funnit ett hem som matchade talangen och visionerna. Men samtidigt försämrades hälsan. Jay DeLaw Medley bemöttes i sitt kunnande, missionerande och i viljan att måla en alternativ framtid. De verkade gjorda för varandra. Det fanns dessutom likheter mellan deras fäder. Madlibs pappa Otis Jackson sjöng in Begging for a Broken Heart 1974.